to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
I'm, of course, I'm your host, the Dr. Mysterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the CJSF app that you can get for iOS and Android. And you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/, and this is a big one, dr-mysterios-happy-hour. I know, it's super long. But anyway, it is what it is. I make the name of the show, but you know how the pads work on the internet. Well, that's that. Thank you for joining us tonight. I hope you're enjoying the rain. You had your chance of sun a few days ago, so now we're back to normal. Today is April 6th of the year of the Lord, 2025. And we are live, as you can see. And yeah, we have a special guest tonight that we'll introduce in a few minutes. Very happy about that, very excited. And yeah, so yeah, thank you for joining us. We'll have a great show, tons of happy music to fill your Sunday soundtrack. And yeah, without further ado, let's start with that here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
the black pearl.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. I am El Dr. Mysterio, and I am extremely happy, excited, flabbergasted. I'm trying to remember all the, you know, fancy adjectives that I know in the English language. We have Kimberly here with us. How should I introduce you, Kimberly? Like, you want Kimberly Kim, last name, no last name?
Kim works.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have Kim here with us, fellow philanthropist and music curator, acquaintance, and yes, we used to date the same guy. So anyway, we have a little history. And yes, so thank you for coming here today.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing? Bring the microphone a little closer to you.
Oh, I'm not very good at this. So.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, you can also hear yourself. So
true.
Anyway, yes, thank you for coming. You are my first official guest at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. How about that?
That makes me feel very special.
You are, and you are. So you are my special, and you are also my first guest. So that's awesome. Okay. Yes. So, okay, well, before continuing, let me tell everybody what we listened to. So we just listened to The Destroyers. That's the actual name. And then we listened to the song, or to their song, Matador, which is usually, as you know, related to a bullfighter. So that's the Spanish word for a bullfighter. And this is from their 2017 album, Diabolical. Before that, we listened to the Wellerman. They are kind of a choir from England. And we listened to a collaboration with a lot of people that unfortunately I will not be able to name. Well, I can, I guess. It's E-Box, Eric Holloway, Daniel Brevik, David Dalmont, Bobby Bass, Jesse Elkins, Luke G., Taylor, Sullivan King, and Excision. So there you go. And this is a single from 2024. We listened to Hoist the Colors by the Wellerman. And we started the set with a dear band of mine, Dead Can Dance. It's a duo. She is from England and he is from Australia. Lisa Gerard and Brendan Perry. And we listened to the song Cantara, the live version that is part of their, well, I think it's 1996 original. This is a 2004 remastered version. The album is called Toward the Within. It's a live compilation of songs from them. And yeah, so we listened to that. So which one was your favorite and why, Kim? No, just kidding.
Well, I could say the Weathermen always is good.
Yes. Yeah, they are. This was kind of a little, the most offbeat I found. They sing a little more traditional, what you would consider traditional Irish songs, but yes, this one was very festive. So, you know, since we're providing happy music for everybody's Sunday soundtrack, so it felt ad hoc mm-hmm. for the occasion. So how was your trip here? It's raining, like, how?
Yeah, I made it here and I'm somewhat dry, so it's all good.
Good. Yeah. So you mentioned that, well, you mentioned in our lovely chat that you were familiar with SFU, like, are you alumni or not, or?
I'm not, but my sister did, she did her undergrad here, so she did live on campus for a year, so I went, when I was living in Alberta, I came and stayed with her in her dorm for a night, so I can say that I'm at heart, I was an alumni, I guess.
Yes. Well, there's...
Yeah, and I did study, or I just finished my SFU Human Resources Certificate last month. So technically, I did go to SFU, but it was not on campus in Burnaby.
Yes.
Not as nice.
Was it online or was it on the downtown one?
It was all online.
That's okay. We can say you came here for
exactly
a lot of classes, all of them. You know it like the palm of your hand.
Exactly.
The left one. The best one.
The best one.
Exactly. Well, that's cool. Well, you know, there's you know, Kim's family's last name, it's written now in gold letters in SFU's history.
Yeah, there's a plaque.
Well, there's two, right? One for your sister and one for you.
Exactly.
And maybe a third one for the family, because now it's...
Sure, yeah.
You know, you contributed so much too.
I know.
That's pretty good. Yes, I didn't study here, but... well, I did one course actually here. Back in the day. You know, this is before the internet. No, just kidding.
In the 70s?
No. Exactly. I know. My gray hair. Aww. They always ask me the same thing. Oh, are you a grandparent? No, not yet. I look like one, but I am not a grandparent yet. Yes, I was trying to do a master's, but they wanted me to do some undergraduate courses to be able to get in easier, or they were prerequisites, whatever.
Makes sense.
And yeah, so I did economics.
Oh, the one course that I did the worst in. Economics and statistics.
I think I cannot remember even my marks, but anyway. But yeah, you know, one night a week, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was...
And you had to come up to Burnaby?
Yes.
On campus?
Yes, that was a while ago, like I said. there wasn't even buses. No, just kidding.
Yeah, you had to walk barefoot.
You have to rent a horse to, you know, come up.
Yeah.
Then come back in with a torch if it was at night.
Yeah.
Anyway, all good. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That you have some SFU past.
Some history.
SFU's runs in your family. So that's good.
Yes.
And what was her undergrad in, your sister?
I think she had, well...
You think?
I think.
You're that close, okay.
No. She's a lawyer now, so she did end up going to law school.
Be careful. She's a lawyer now, so...
Yeah. I think she had started studying criminology and then anthropology, and I think she ended up settling with a Bachelor of Arts and then went to law school after in Kamloops.
There you go. Yeah. Well, so that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let us go back to the music, and then we'll keep finding subjects to chat because, you know, as usual, we don't have a script or screenplay here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. So we make it as we go, just, you know, just the old Mexican way. So anyway, but super happy to have Kim here, and we'll be right back.